mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's the day before Thanksgiving, the 21st day of November 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to be joined in 30 minutes by Tex Mars to talk about his analysis of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. He, of course, was a colonel in the Air Force, a space and aeronautics professor at the University of Texas at Austin. And he's also a best-selling author on futurist topics before he even got into fighting the New World Order 20 years ago. And he's the only person to have ever written both of the textbooks that were accepted, that the government issues for people to study for the military exams. I can go on and on, but Tex is very, very interesting and very, very intelligent. He'll be joining us to talk about Endgame, because I was on his show yesterday and he taught me a lot of things I didn't even know. Tex really is an endless well of knowledge. So that's coming up in 30 minutes. Then Ron Paul will be joining us in the smack dab middle of this transmission, straight back from Nevada in a whirlwind tour there and tour throughout the country, ending in Nevada yesterday. He came back to South Texas, and will be joining us via the telephone from his home during a few days of family time he has. We're very, very thankful for the congressman agreeing to join us. I ought to count up all the interviews I've had with him. It's got to be, I don't know, probably 10 a year for at least 12 years, probably 120 interviews, just something like that. And we really appreciate the congressman, despite national attacks, not forsaking this radio show and still coming on, but he also knows where a large percentage of his support base is. So we're very honored to have the congressman coming up on this broadcast today. In the meantime, we have very, very serious news for you. Very, very serious news. Supremes to decide if Second Amendment means what it says. Yes, you heard me right. Supremes to decide if Second Amendment means what it says. And the problem is, if I have analyzed their past rulings, I am betting you my bottom dollar, I know what the Supreme Court is going to do. And so we'll be breaking that down coming up in the next segment. We'll also get Ron Paul's take on that. The head of the Defense Department, Secretary of Defense Gates, says Iran military options still wide open. U.S. economic gloom brings new dollar low. And we have a story from Infowars.net yesterday. Economic expert says global crash imminent. Echoes former World Bank leader with prediction of global recession or worse. And really positive news here, Zogby analyst says Ron Paul, strongest contender to beat Hillary. Texas congressman's popularity amongst Democrats, independents, libertarians outstrips Giuliani, Romney, Thompson. Paul is the only chance of smashing Bush-Clinton power monopoly in this dynasty that we've been facing. Another similar story by Aaron Dykes at JonesReport.com. Zogby analyst Ron Paul, timing almost perfect. Pollster suggests Paul could have the momentum for a big move from the back to the front. He's already moving into the first tier, ladies and gentlemen. And he's been in first tier for several months when it comes to fundraising, but now first tier in numbers as high as 15% in some polls, as low now as 8%. It was 2% in New Hampshire. The trajectory has him in the next month and a half when the primaries start with big win after big win. Also, New York Fire Chief Giuliani, not a hero. He ran that day. We're playing that audio as well. This is just some of what's coming up today, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Also, student group wants more guns on campus in a suburb of Austin. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap, all natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to get into the dollar now resuming its plunge, and so oil resumed its rise along with gold, of course. We're going to see some very interesting things in the next few weeks, months, maybe even days. Oil surging to 99 plus may break the magic $100 mark. That is coming up. We also have a bunch of other news concerning the war today, which they're still trying to beat the drums for. We'd be in Tehran right now probably if it wasn't for the American people and people of the world saying no to this. So that is coming up. Ron Paul will be with us in an hour and a half, of course, and we have Tex Mars joining us in 25 minutes. For listeners that just joined us, stations that just joined us, I always have to remember that we do the first five-minute segment, but some stations carry news there, so I always recap. Okay, this is such a big deal that I would tend to get very upset and start yelling and hyperventilating and screaming. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to give you the basic facts, okay? We're going to be having Professor Lott on. We're going to be having many others, Larry Pratt on in the next few weeks. Leading up to this court case and covering it into next year, it does not look good. I will just tell you that right now. Supremes to decide if Second Amendment means what it says. This is a story by Kurt Nemo at truthnews.us. In a decision that could affect gun control laws across the nation, the Supreme Court has agreed to consider whether the Second Amendment protects an individual right to carry a gun, reports ABC News. It has been 70 years since the High Court has focused on the meaning of the words right to keep and bear arms in the Second Amendment, and the case is sure to ignite cultural battles across the country. That puts it lightly. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Seems pretty straightforward to me. The Supreme Court agreed to step in because the issue has caused a deep split in the lower courts, while a majority of courts have said that the right to bear arms refers to the connection to service in a state militia. Two federal courts have said the amendment protects an individual right to keep a gun. So that's ABC's amazing deception and spin there, setting the table for a decapitation of the Second Amendment. A deep split, Nemo goes on to write. Apparently, members sitting in the lower courts have a difficult time reading plain English. The Second Amendment states unambiguously that the right to bear arms shall not be infringed and that it's an individual right, the people. It's like saying the First Amendment belongs to a group or the government, not to individuals. Or the Fourth Amendment doesn't deal with the right to privacy for individuals. They're already saying that now. But there are people like District of Criminals Mayor Fintley, who states whatever right the Second Amendment guarantees does not require the district to stand by while its citizens die, because you have one of the highest crime rates in the country because of your gun ban. In other words, Fenty thinks that he can ban guns and he will not stand by the Second Amendment. The District Court of Criminals has the highest crime rate in the country, surpassing Los Angeles and New York. Is it possible because guns are banned there and criminals realize they can victimize anybody they want without consequences? It seems Fenty is standing by while people die. But this is not the responsibility of the police to protect the people. It is the duty of the people to protect themselves. We'll see if the Supremes agree or if they will strip the Second Amendment to its bones. Okay. Now, that's his article about it, and there's a bunch of mainstream stories you can read. Let me just give you the facts. Seven of the nine members were appointed by Republicans. And I say that because a lot of conservatives think we're safe because of that. But if you actually analyze the rulings, they have been anything but conservative or constitutional or libertarian or even classical liberal. They have been authoritarian to their core. Remember 2 years ago, the New London Kelo decision from New London, Connecticut. Over 500 homes, some of them are appraised at over $500,000+. The average was over $300,000. And these were, in some cases, three-story Victorian homes on the beautiful river and lake. The people did not want to sell, but a big pharma company wanted to move its headquarters, administrative headquarters there. And so the city argued that, well, since they're going to pay more taxes, we say that we should be able to take these people's homes and basically transfer it over to the pharmaceuticals company. And they did it. And then the media said, oh, don't worry, they're not going to do this around the country. And then from New York to Texas, Freeport, Texas, Western Seafood, owned by the Gore family, set up in 1943. They make tens of millions of dollars profit a year. But the heir to the Exxon Mobil fortune, actually Mobil fortune, wanted to build a yacht club there, and so they just went ahead and moved forward to take it and said, by the way, we're not even going to pay you for this huge company that employs hundreds of boats and hundreds of seafood packers fishing out of the Gulf. Okay, so, and again, that's one case of literally hundreds I've seen in the news. They are snatching property with wanton abandon with both hands, saying that, and the Supreme Court even ruled in their ruling and in their finding and said, oh, yes, if private interests are allowed, they even stated graft was legal, and said they're allowed to lobby and give campaign contributions to cities to then take property from private individuals. And then what didn't get really focused on in the national media, but was in the local media in Connecticut and surrounding areas, was that they were not even giving them just compensation. In fact, because the court case had been going on for 5 years, they claimed back rent on the property, even though the people owned it, and repossessed them and just took their homes and in many cases paid them nothing. Or in one case, the home was valued at $320,000+. We had the family on. It was in the local news, and they gave them $61,000 for it and bulldozed it, saying the city had condemned it. Not physically condemned because the structural problems are being a danger, but just said, you didn't submit to us, you get $61,000. So that's another little caveat to all of this. A man's home is his castle, a woman's home is her palace. That has gone out the door. And you're saying, what does this have to do with the Second Amendment ruling? One of the federal district courts just ruled, the one under the Supreme Court, out of the district covering the District of Criminals, ruled, two of them ruled that it's an individual right and struck down the 31-year gun ban, handgun ban in Washington, D.C., total ban. And but one-third of the justices on that court said, there were three on the panel, one said no, one-third said no, it is not an individual right. The Ninth Circuit and others have ruled similarly. In fact, analyzing it and talking to gun lobbyist experts, Second Amendment experts, about half the court rulings have said it's not an individual right now. And so we're moving into very serious waters here. Now, I predict what's going to happen in March, coming up in about 4 months, about 3.5 months. This is what you're going to hear. You're going to hear, because I know what the BATF spin and policy and what the White House, Clinton, Bush, it doesn't matter, it's the same policy. I know what the attack pattern is. It is not to come out and say you don't have these rights anymore. It's to say, oh, it's what Bush has said in speeches, it's what Schumer said in speeches, it's what the Handgun Control Incorporated has said, the Brady campaign. They've said you have a limited right, but that we can place restrictions. Counties, cities, states, and the federal government can restrict, which is a major encumbrance. But the Supreme Court, the last time they ruled back in the 1930s, said no, it is an individual right. It is an individual right of the citizenry, but that because a shotgun that is sawed off isn't, quote, militia, but they admitted the general population was the militia, then it is not a proper firearm. So they started the fraud there. Now, and that was already somewhat of an encumbrance against the Second Amendment. Now they're rushing in with this whole new case, and they're, I bet my bottom dollar, I pray I'm wrong, that they're going to say, oh, yes, you got somewhat of a right, but that can be administered by the governors, by the Congress, by the state legislatures, and we can restrict your ownership or even ban it if we wish, because that's what the BATF says. They say, oh, yeah, you got a right unless prescribed by law. Well, your little laws are under the Second Amendment, just like they're trying to pass laws saying there's no Fourth Amendment now. And the head of domestic spying, the intelligence czar, comes out last week and says, hey, there's no more privacy, okay? We're going to listen to everything you do and watch everything you do. You see, they're doing that on every front. Or, yeah, you can still got a First Amendment, but we're not going to let you march or demonstrate or even wear a shirt that says peace on earth. We're going to go ahead and arrest you. And, yeah, and if you ask a politician a question, we're going to tase you and beat you to a pulp. See, this is how they're basically setting the table. Now, if you've read U.S. Code in Title 10, what is it, Section 18, it clearly says that it is an individual right to own firearms for your home's defense, your country's defense, and depending on which state constitution you look at, it's men 18 to 45. Some states, it's 17 to 64. But then retired militia still, of course, owns guns. But the point is, the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment, Fourth Amendment, these are all about individual rights. The Tenth Amendment says all powers not expressly delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states and to the people. So it's all about individual rights. The First Amendment is about your personal religious rights, your right to march, demonstrate, your right to the press, your right to publish what you want, your right to say what you want. It's all about individuals. Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia, and this is a separate thought, okay, and by regulated, that means, and you can read the Federalist Papers on this, that means organized, ready to fight. Being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people, see now it's a comma, to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The people, the people, the people, the people. And they argue, but we'll give you the key when we get back. But we better be talking about what we're going to do when the Supreme Court rules they can ban our guns. Get ready.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
So this is how the spin doctors work. They're incrementally doing it, and they say, oh yeah, even the so-called conservative courts, oh yeah, you got a Second Amendment unless subscribed by law or changed by law. So you got a right, but we can take it away from you if we want. And that's how the Supreme Court's going to rule. I'd say 95% chance. I will be absolutely dumbfounded. But things have gotten so lawless that they may just say you have the right, but then just continue the covert operation, as they've been doing, destroying the right. I mean, the Supreme Court ruled 70 years ago you had the right, and D.C. banned it. and many other cities and sectors have banned it. And when you read the Federalist Papers, and I've done this four or five times in the years I've been on, I mean, I've done whole shows on the Second Amendment. I'm going to do some of these coming up in the next few months where we spend whole hours, have multiple guests on, to read the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers. The Founding Fathers would publish articles with their speeches in the papers. They'd have debates daily like that because the population read more than they do today. And they all stated, I mean, thousands of quotes, not hundreds, about the government will come for your guns. When they do that, you know it's the last resort. If they ever try to bar the average people from owning firearms in defense of their liberty from government and criminals in the streets, you know tyranny has come to our shores. It is all an individual right. Anyone ever tries to restrict the use of arms by the citizenry is a tyrant. I mean, the quotes are just legion. Literally thousands of them. And it was the only thing, I mean, they were debating for weeks off and on during the couple of years it took to ratify the Constitution. I mean, the debates went on and on. They got shut down at Annapolis and they came back years later. But the one thing they never debated was the Second Amendment. There were debates about the Tenth Amendment. There were debates about everything. In fact, there were debates in the Constitution and they came back with a Bill of Rights. And that was what was unanimous, was that Second Amendment. Now, here's the key. They didn't set up the National Guard in the states until 1914. And most states didn't even adopt it till the 20s. National Guard, State Guard did not exist under federal charters for over 100 years. Let me see, 1798, got the Constitution. And so 1798 until the early 19th. Until the teens, let me see, that's like 14 years and then 100 years and another 11 years. So we're talking about 120 plus years of no official militia that's people in green uniforms running around commanded by the feds. The militia grew into what you know as civil defense, or the posse. It was under the Bill of Rights, it was under the Constitution, that you had elected the sheriff, more important than the mayor, more important than the county commissioners and the judges, the sheriff. You have elected he or she, and under the Bill of Rights, under the Constitution, the sheriff could call out a posse. And where did that power come from? That if it is the domestic country or county under attack by criminals, by gangs, by rustlers, by Mexican troops, by French troops, by British troops, the sheriff would come out. By the way, Andrew Jackson was a county and then a state judge, and that's what he would do. As a judge, as an auxiliary, he would go jump on his horse and literally ride around blowing on a horn saying, "Get behind me." Men would just boil out of their houses and get on their horses. They didn't have to be signed up. They didn't have to be registered. Let me tell you something. If you didn't come boiling out of your front door, you'd get tarred and feathered. They'd pour hot tar all over you that'd peel your skin off. And if you did it a second time, they'd take you before a jury of your peers and they'd convict you of treason and they'd march your butt out and hang you. Okay, you understand that? And the Founding Fathers said over and over again, everybody's got to own guns. Everybody's got to have guns. And they said the main reason was against tyranny of government. That was the main reason. Our country was founded and forged in this. Now, 5 years ago, University of Chicago, hoax was put out. He's now been kicked out and lost his tenure. And he's gotten in a lot of trouble. Last time I heard, they were talking about criminal charges. And he went and made up all these fake federal documents from 200 years ago, claiming the Founding Fathers were against the Second Amendment and that 5% of the country owned guns. It turned out it was over 95%. And he's been totally exposed. But that's the type of hoaxes that they engage in. The Second Amendment is an individual right, just like the First, the Third, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Sixth, the Seventh, the Eighth, the Ninth, the Tenth. Okay? They're all about individual rights. It clearly says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And we're going to see what the Supreme Court does. Don't hold your breath, folks. Because I've analyzed what they're doing. I've seen what they've done in the past. I know what their statements are. And they're coming after our guns right now. Be aware of that. I've been telling you, the main attack on the Second Amendment is happening now. The NRA is supporting new gun control legislation.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Congressman Ron Paul coming up in the middle of the next hour. My mother will be talking to Tex Mars, professor, Air Force officer, best-selling author. The Zogby analyst says Ron Paul's strongest contender to beat Hillary. This was borne out in the poll that I commissioned by Zogby International, nationwide scientific poll last week. It's borne out by all the other major polls. It doesn't take a political whiz or rocket scientist to know that the Republicans are running dead horses, that they're just collecting campaign money, that none of the other ones, Huckabee, Giuliani, Romney, have a snowball's chance. The policies they're supporting of pro-war, pro-open borders, all of this are a death knell. Now, Hillary's the same, but Democrats will still vote for her unless they're given a chance to vote for Ron Paul. And he beats Hillary in polls. He beats Republicans in polls because he's anti-war, but he's also conservative with pro-sovereignty, his economic policies on strong money. And I've been telling you this for a year. I've been telling you this for 6 months. We've written a bunch of articles about it. Here was the head analyst, head of communications at Zogby International, Mr. Wenzel, on the show yesterday saying, yes, Ron Paul is the strongest contender by double digits against Hillary. He will beat her if he was in a fair election up against her. We've got to reach out to conservatives and show them this fact. This story is so important up on PrisonPlanet.com. Zogby analyst says Ron Paul, strongest contender to beat Hillary. Another report, Jones report. Zogby analyst, Ron Paul timing almost perfect. These stories need to get out. Also, that Giuliani's hated by the police and firemen in New York, over 80% in polls. New York fire chief says Giuliani not a hero. He ran that day. We have that audio. We'll play it later in the third hour. This is just some of the news we have in front of us right now. But regardless, Ron Paul is energizing the base of libertarians, conservatives, Christians in this country. He is bringing real issues to the fore, and we need to get behind him and throw caution to the wind 110%. I know you're doing that, but redouble your efforts. Now, I was on with Tex Mars on his radio show, the taping of it that airs this Sunday, and again, Tex was being too kind, saying, Alex has discovered incredible things in Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. He's discovered the global elite plan to exterminate 80% of us. And I was like, come on, Tex, you've written books about this 10 years ago. And I said, give us some of your knowledge on it. He brought up a bunch of stuff I knew, a bunch of things I didn't know, a bunch of things I couldn't even put in the film. And you know, you see a film like Endgame with the global elite on record wanting to set up world government as a means to an end to exterminate 80% of us or more, but the official UN biological diversity assessments and State Department documents, they're saying 80%. The public statements by these people, the heads of the World Wildlife Fund, the Bilderberg Group, Club of Rome, 80% is the main number. The Georgia Guidestones say that. That's the number that pops up the most. Some say 95%, some say half. Very few say half in their elite. Some are saying 99%. Down to just a few hundred thousand folks. I'm not kidding. These are official, you know, State Department official university plans, chairs of biological of biology departments at major, you know, Princeton University. It goes on and on. UT professor Pianca, but he walked through the poetry of Marx and the statements of Lenin, V.I. Lenin, and of other globalists, and to understand why they do what they do. We're not saying it's a communist conspiracy. That's only one little finger of it. And so I wanted to get Tex Mars up on the show today. And again, Tex, before he started writing articles and best-selling books about the New World Order, was a multi-time, I mean, super best-selling author of the major textbooks that people take for military entrance exams and books on robotics and on future futurist developments. I mean, he's really a preeminent mind, and I'm just so honored that he's my personal friend, he and his wife Wanda, and his great staff at Power Prophecy right here in Austin, Texas. Very strange, but that's, I guess, how it works, that we're here in the same town. And that's a long intro, but I'm very, very honored to have Tex Mars on with us today to talk about the mindset and what guides the globalist, and that Bible passage I paraphrase of those that hate me love death. All those that hate me love death. And that is exactly what these people believe. Tex, thanks for coming on.
Alex, it's great to be on. And first of all, you give me way too many compliments. And when I said yesterday on my own program that you were kind enough to be guest, when I said that you have made this incredible discovery, I want to say right now, of course, I've written about many of these things in bits and pieces for a number of years, but Endgame puts it all together. What you have done is this masterful job, and there are some revelations that are nowhere else but your video, too. But you have taken this together, and they would have to read, you know, all 40 of my books to get just a piece of it. But it is the essence. And you mentioned before I began to write about the New World Order and some of the things I've been writing on, Codex Magica, the secret hand signs, and symbols of the Illuminati, the elite. Many years before that, you know, I had best-selling books. Where I really began was looking at the history of occult religion. And this was really my first books. I had three number one Christian bestsellers. When they hit titles such as Dark Secrets of the New Age, Mystery Mark of the New Age. But where I was really urged to go in my heart was all the way back and look at the history of the occult religions and the secret societies over the centuries leading to today.
And by the way, you have a huge library at your office and your home. You just went off what they say and what they believe.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you know, you've gotten books such as my Codex Magic, which is 700 pages almost, and it even has entire pages from various Masonic and occultic textbooks and so forth. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. Albert Pike and Manly P. Hall, both 33rd degree Masons, both confessed. Actually, they bragged that the Masonic ritual and the ritual of the secret societies, such as the Order of Skull and Bones and a number of others, the Order of Golden Dawn, that they are identical with the ceremonial rites and rituals of the ancient mystery religions. Now, the ancient mystery religions, and here we have Mystery Babylon, Egypt, Rome, Greece, and so forth, they were based on human sacrifice. They were based on a doctrine of blood, of death. And this is the darkest of secrets. Now, remember, Albert Pike, who was the premier scholar of Freemasonry in the 19th century, Manly P. Hall, in Scottish Rite Journal, C. Fred Kleindike, the Sovereign Grand Commander, said of Manly P. Hall, who died only a decade ago, that Hall was the greatest Masonic scholar of the 20th century. Both of these men say our rituals, our rites, our 33 degrees are identical. Now, you mentioned yesterday on my program how in the ancient mysteries of Mithra, they would slay a bull, and the person would be in a pit below and have the blood drain down on them, and this gave them supernatural power. We know that.
And by the way, when Caesar was inaugurated, they killed a bunch of the king of the Gauls and a bunch of Germans in front of him. So, and they don't even really it's in there, but they don't make it publicly stated that the Greeks also engaged in human sacrifice. Though I turned PBS on last night, and they were finally admitting it on there. So even Western, more modern ancient religions also did this.
Oh, absolutely. Let's just take Freemasonry in Washington, D.C. today. Not only is the city laid out, Washington, D.C., in the form of a satanic pentagram, but exactly 13 blocks, that supernatural number, from the White House, Alex, there is the House of the Temple, which is the international headquarters of Scottish Rite Freemasonry. But listen to this. It is designed to within 1/8 of an inch of, as an exact replica of one of the ancient seven wonders of the world, which is the Heliocarnassus. Now, what is the Heliocarnassus? It was the tomb of King Mousa. Now, you can read about this. Go to Google. Look at any encyclopedia. This is where the word mausoleum came from, the tomb of King Mousa. Now, here's interesting. Think about it. An ancient tomb, they recreated it 13 blocks from the White House. And listen to this. Inside, in fact, is the tomb of Albert Pike in this building 13 blocks from the White House. But, of course, you and I have done research on the tomb where the Order of Skull and Bones has its initiations, wherein they lay inside a coffin. There is also, by the way, and you can go back, you can read David Ovison's book on White House the occult architecture of Washington, D.C., you will find that there is a crypt built in the basement of the U.S. Capitol. So, and let me go a little bit further and talk about just current times. If you would really like to see the intentions of the Illuminati, the elite, one of their secret orders, the Knights of Malta, which is based in the Vatican, but has offices in over 100 countries around the world, the Knights of Malta, they have actually built or recreated an ancient pyramid of the Mayans. Remember now, that's where they sacrificed human beings to the sun god, cut out their hearts. We know all of this down in the Yucatan, you know, the Aztecs, the Mayas, and so forth, the Incas. But they actually built one, and the ribbon cutting for it was in 1992 to celebrate the 500th anniversary of Columbus discovering America. Now, I want to tell people about this pyramid. It's in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. They actually did not allow local workers to build it. It's a gigantic Mayan pyramid, flat on top. It's believed that it has a great projector for holographic images to be cast up into space. That is for something to come in the future. It has no windows. This gigantic pyramid, there are Knights of Malta crosses out in the patio, you see, in this huge complex. It was built by the Dominican, remember now, Santo Domingo, that's named after the Dominican order. They're the ones who carried out the Inquisition, you know, the torture of Torquemada and so forth. So here we have a building of an ancient Mayan pyramid. Now, Pope John Paul II was there for the ribbon cutting to celebrate. Now, on the walls around this horrible, hideous pyramid are the flags of every nation on earth, painted as a mural all around, but there are no windows. I do not know how many stories high this is, probably at least 27, 28, maybe even 40 stories high. I believe this is a pyramid of sacrifice. Now, one end of the pyramid, they're huge from what I've been told. They will not allow visitors to go, but only the small little museum inside. But I understand there are actually dungeons, there are torture centers inside. Now, at the far end of it, it exits the ocean. So you could literally, through rendition, you could fly tens of thousands of people in there to be tortured in this ancient Mayan temple rebuilt, or pyramid. I call it the Temple of Blood. Their bodies then would be disposed of and just dumped into the sea on the other side, because
now, Tex,
that's where the pyramid is.
Tex, we've given some people the background and where all this goes back to. But can you get, I mean, you talk about the end game, and really, all the world government, everything you're setting up, what I discovered making Endgame, I already knew they planned to exterminate the majority of the population and are engaging in all sorts of population reduction operations right now, and that most of our modern sciences were founded by these people, and that they funded the Nazis the whole nine yards. But what I discovered at the end of it was that this is their overdriving. This is what they're obsessed with. They do come to kill, steal, and destroy. And you went through some amazing quotes of Marx, of Lenin, of these other people, where they talk about that the whole plan and their whole reason for being is to kill and destroy. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. Remember this, Karl Marx was not just a communist. That was just a euphemism or a name. But communism was part and parcel. Even Sir Winston Churchill said since the days of Adam Weishaupt, who was called secretly, had a code name Spartacus, he said the communist revolution, this was in 1920 in a speech by Winston Churchill, a very famous speech, he said this has been a pattern. This has been, you know, a succession. It can be traced back to the order of the Illuminati, but it continues through communism, through the French Revolution, through communism. Nazism was a part of it because, you know, they have this dialectic. So you have to have the right wing and the left wing and so forth. So you have to have the Nazis along with the communists. I think the end game is really fascism, which is a combination, a dialectical material combination. It's sort of, let's just call it communazism. But you're right. Now, Marx, of course, was a paid disciple of this group, of the Illuminati, the elite of the occult secret societies. Maybe I can just quote from his poem, Ulanim. And if folks want to read this, they can go on the internet and just Google up Ulanim. That's Ulanem.
And by the way, you said that only about 20% has been released by the Kremlin, but this is what they've released. This is admittedly his writings.
Right. Only 20% of the writings of Karl Marx have been released. This is one that was released. Imagine the 80% that we know nothing about that they've locked up in the archives of the so-called KGB, which has simply changed the name.
FSB.
Here's what he said. And it comes from Marquis de Sade or something, but this was Karl Marx. Now remember, he's the one, even Gorbachev says today, his real goal was simply to unite the workers, to help the poor people and the oppressed around the world. Well, let's just see what he wants to do. He says, and I'm quoting him, this is his goal. He says, "I abhor nature. I would like to split its planet, hinder its process, stop the circles of stars, overthrow the globes that float in space, destroy what serves nature, protect what harms it. Perhaps we will be able to attack the sun, deprive the universe of it, or use it to set the world on fire. These would be real crimes." And then he said, "I would like to see the earth and all of its people sink down to utter nothingness. The world will dumbly pass away, perished with no existence. That would be really living.
Now, Tex, tell them, I mean, that is the heart. See, folks, this is what I've run into. And I read all these top futurists. I mean, some of these people are billionaires. It's an endgame with things like we are suicidal nihilists. We want to go on willing. We just want to slaughter everyone, including ourselves. It's so much fun. It's that same idea. And it's just like you said at Abu Ghraib, while they were torturing somebody, and this is one of the few videos that's been released, and the guys, they're translating, what's he saying? And the guy being tortured says, please, God, help me. And they laugh and say, we are God here.
That's right. That was one of the Abu Ghraib tapes that was on the web for a very short time. I saw it when the Iraqi being tortured was screaming in the Iraqi language. One of a sergeant asked the other guy, what is he saying? And he said he's begging God to come and help him. And he says, and he laughed. The sergeant laughed, the U.S. sergeant laughed and said, tell him, answer him and tell him, we are God here.
That's what it's all about. It's like when O'Brien's torturing Winston in 1984, he goes, look, it's a priest of power. Okay, we're going to rip ourselves to pieces. This is what this is about. It's literally tapping in to the gates of hell. It is literally tapping in to just a dark, destructive force. When we get back, tell folks about Lenin and how he loved to slaughter little animals.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, if any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast. This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Every time I research official UN documents like biological diversity assessments, every time I research different leaders of the New World Order, they're always Tony Blair, it doesn't matter, going to weird Mayan temples and doing rebirthing rituals. Mainstream news, he flops around on the ground every morning when the spirit of the light enters him. I mean, it's every time they're into this. Again, even if you're an agnostic and don't believe in God or believe in the devil, whatever, the point is they believe in this. This is what guides them. And everything Tex is giving you is admitted on the record. Tell them about Lenin and then, of course, how he, quote, wanted more and more blood, but what his wife said, what was written about. Tell folks about that.
Well, you know, Lenin, of course, was part of the same Illuminati system. And he called himself an internationalist. Although he was Jewish, and the Lenin Museum now admits that, he was actually an internationalist. He hated all races as such. But the horrible thing about him, his own wife, Irina Skupskaya, says that Lenin, she told her friends that he, and she was a pretty brutal woman, that he even frightened her. Because before he gained great power, one of the things he did for entertainment, or the greatest joy in his life, there was a small island out not too far from their home where there were just like thousands of rabbits, you know, like swamp rabbits, like we have down in East Texas where I come from. And he would take his boat across over there with a baseball, well, not really a baseball bat, but a huge club. And he would spend hours clubbing rabbits to death. There were just thousands over there. He would come back with his boat just full of dead rabbits, just like 3 feet high. And his wife, Ms. Skupskaya, I'm pronouncing that right in Russian, told friends, she says, when he comes back with that devilish look in his eyes, it even frightens me. So here's a man who later would get reports from his deputies of the horrors and atrocities of the camps and the murders and the tortures, would scream out, more blood, we need more blood. Now, the reason for this is a scientific occult reason.
Now, well, let me just add something before you get into this, Tex, because
sure.
This is key. Even the Russian histories, this is not debatable what Tex is telling you, and there's whole stories behind it. They would have quotas for big cities, small towns, and they would go and get their quota, in some cases 20% of a town, and kill them or take them to slave camps. And they'd come back and say, everybody's submitting. There's no one resisting you. And he would just scream, more, more. Go ahead.
That's right, because blood is very important to them. The more blood is shed, the more people are sacrificed, and the more pain and agony are experienced by human beings or even animals, this great energy force is released. You know, long ago I read this in Anton LaVey's The Satanic Bible. The meaning is not simply just to kill, but they believe that there is a cosmic force. We are part of a pantheistic energy force of the universe, and every living thing has a certain amount of energy. When you kill that, if you kill, and especially if you make that thing, that person, or animal suffer, the energy then is released, and it comes into you. Remember, John Hinckley had read many occult books and Rosicrucian books. When he killed Lenin, who he heroized, I mean, it was, you know, he lionized and believed Lenin was a great man. Why would he kill a person of whom he was a fan? He said himself, Hinckley said, I believe that in killing him, his energy force would come into me. And so this is the reason for killing. It's to release the energy, to unleash the energy forces, and thus gain great supernatural, superhuman
power. Well, that's why primitive cannibals from the British Isles of Albion thousands of years ago to New Guinea today, they believe by eating them they get their force.
That's right.
Amazing. This is what guides the elite, ladies and gentlemen. We have to understand our enemy to be able to deal with them. This is what Endgame scientifically shows as their plan. Now we're showing you why they're obsessed with it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.